You're with Spence Denny on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Let's move on to the concerns that have been expressed by Mount Compass Country Fire Service about the new truck. This is the 34P, which is a truck that supposedly carries 3,000 litres of water, and I think the P stands for pumper. Anthony, Captain of the Mount Compass CFS Brigade, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
So, Anthony, you have expressed real concerns about the suitability of these trucks. What are you concerned about?
Our truck was delivered to us. It was overweight. Once it had all our equipment on, this was a purpose-built truck and is overweight. So now they've basically told us that we can only run 75% of water in this truck until that they can come up with a solution so that it is fit for purpose.
Is there any way you can take equipment off it to bring it back to within the specified weight limit?
No. We've got all the equipment on the truck that we need to be able to do our job properly.
What about if you're attending a motor vehicle accident? Would the use of the gear that you need to attend a motor vehicle accident also put the truck overweight?
Yes.
Right, so you cannot, at the moment, you cannot use that vehicle to attend a motor vehicle accident?
Right, at the moment we can't because we haven't got it, because it's been taken by CFS to have these issues tried to be sorted out. Before it was taken, we were using it, but only at 75% of its water capacity, which basically defeats the purpose of having a 3,000-litre truck.
So how much can you put in
so
there?
We can only put 75% of the capacity.
So what, about 2,000? About 2,000 litres.
Just over that.
Okay. And so the CFS has now taken that truck from you.
So CFS have taken that truck since we put in a safety report on it. We've been bringing up the issues with this truck for a number of weeks without any clear response. And basically the next step that we could take was to put what's called a Hearns report in on the vehicle with the overweight issue and a couple of other issues that this truck has got, which we've brought to the attention of our region.
Mm-hmm.
And basically once we put the Hearns report in, they classify that as a safety issue, and the truck was taken offline and basically picked up the next day.
What resources do you have now, Anthony?
So right at the moment, we've got a 3-4 in our station, and we have got our logistics ute with our road crash gear between our logistics ute and our 3-4 truck.
So the 3-4 truck you're talking about there, is that's different to the new one that was delivered to you?
Yes, that's the truck that we already had. So
right.
We've still got a 3-4, which is a 3,000 litre in our station, and we've got a logistics ute.
And that's it. You've got one appliance.
We've got one appliance, which is definitely better than no appliance at all.
Yes,
but it's not a rescue truck. We can't fit all our rescue gear on our 3-4, so we have to have our rescue gear put between our logistics chute and our other 3-4 truck, which just isn't suitable. And the only reason that we're using our ute is because we made that suggestion when they took our rescue truck away. They gave us no spare truck or no other solution at the time.
So this is a nearly $500,000 truck. How long have you been without it?
So far, we've been without it for approximately a month, just over.
And how urgent? I mean, there's a fire yesterday. How urgently do you need a replacement?
Straight away. We're talking not just fire, but Victor Harbour Road. One of the biggest black spots and road crash fatality areas in South Australia. We cover that whole area. We need a road crash vehicle.
Sam Quigley, State Duty Officer with the Country Fire Service. I also have had a conversation with another CFS volunteer in a senior position. He made inquiries on my behalf and said the situation has been like this for a little while, and he plans to put his 34P over a weighbridge as soon as he possibly can. How is this resolved, Sam Quigley?
So the vehicle in question is currently in in our care from a state perspective, and we have an arrangement or a meeting early next week with the NHVR, which is the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator, to assess this vehicle's suitability without modifications to go back into service. The interim measures that were put in place, from what I understand, was a water capacity reduction, which allowed this vehicle to operate within the South Australian legislative limits. However, the vehicle at full loading capacity is still within the manufacturer's specifications. Firstly, I wanted to say I actually implored the brigade and for lodging a HERMS report. This is something that we talk about with brigades and encourage them to lodge these so we can take action. And also implored the people that took action immediately by removing the vehicle and taking steps for it. I believe, from what I understand from the briefings I've received today, there may be some communication concerns, which I think we need to address, and providing what steps have been taken at different levels in the CFS to resolve this. But by the end of next week, we are hopeful. We have, and our ideal outcome with the NHVR next week is that this vehicle can go back into service with a permit to operate without restrictions.